I'm Jim Johnson. I'm director of the Environmental Stewardship Division within the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. My division handles a number of proactive environmentally related activities associated with farming.
Jim, working in the Environmental Stewardship Division at the Department of Agriculture, under your umbrella is also the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program. And that program is going to be going through some changes with some updates to legislation. Can you give us an overview?
Sure. So at this point, you know, the legislation was passed, signed into law by Governor Snyder in March of 2011. Actually, it was the very first piece of legislation that he signed into law. And here we are 4 years out. It was an opportunity for us to step back, actually make sure that the way that the law was codified actually made sense operationally. And as a result, it gave us a chance to make some improvements to the way the program is structured.
From those updates introduced with Representative Dan Lowers and over into the Senate side, there were some changes from the Senate side that were incorporated into those final updates. What were those and where did those changes come from?
So one of the significant discussions that occurred during the process actually had to do mainly with the way the fee was collected to actually pay for the program. There were actually fees are collected based on pesticides and on fertilizers used in Michigan. One of the significant changes was that the pesticide side actually had both a flat rate and a sales-based fee portion to that collection. Now the new language actually collects the fee based entirely on a flat rate registration cost for pesticides. On the fertilizer side, the program was originally set up to collect fees based on the percent nitrogen within the fertilizer itself. And as we all know, one of the big challenges right now across the state and specifically in the Western Lake Erie is phosphorus. And so there was a lot of discussion about changing the structure for collection of fees on the fertilizer side to better reflect the issues associated with phosphorus as well. And so now that fee will be collected based on a per ton basis and doesn't have anything to do with the nitrogen portion of only the nitrogen portion of the fertilizer itself. This better reflects farming's interest in addressing the phosphorus issue themselves directly. We guess that will generate somewhere in the neighborhood of about an additional $700,000, and that money will allow for a more targeted effort to address more specifically phosphorus issues in different parts of the state, like Saginaw Bay, like Western Lake Erie.
With those fertilizer fee changes, it's also going to provide some new and expanded versions of what the meat program has been able to do. What else is included with the updates?
So one of the things, the program's always been very strong in terms of identifying standards that are realistic for the farm community. Not easy, but definitely realistic and achievable by farmers. But there's always been, we've always felt very strongly about applying that technical assistance evenly across the entire state. Everybody was paying the fee. Everybody should benefit from having access to technical assistance. The additional fees will actually allow us to put some additional technicians in places where we have particular issues. And that'll be one significant change. One of the other ones that's going to be really interesting is that the new bill actually allows us to use some money for research purposes, specifically research to address challenges with meat verification. And we do have a number of parts of the ag industry that are especially challenged with meeting the conditions of meat verification because of a really good understanding of the standards themselves. And so what this will actually allow us to do is to spend some money on research to better define standards that allow for those industries to be part of the verification process.
new research dollars, that was one of the components that got it added in through that update process. What kind of commodities and industries could benefit the most from those research projects?
Well, I think it'll be all of them. We're specifically challenged with medium-sized dairy operations, for example. These are dairies that are challenged with manure management issues that make it difficult for them to meet the livestock's assist requirements to be verified. So these are not CAFOs, and they're not really small, where they actually have what's called daily scrape and haul. These are kind of farms in the middle that have are challenged with the standards that are required. That's one case. On the cropping side, you could look at potatoes, for example. We're challenged with the potato research with regards to phosphorus fertilizer application here in Michigan, and that standard reflecting the latest science in other parts of the country with regards to potatoes and potato fertilizers. And so we do need to do some more research here in Michigan to update the fertilizer standards in the potato industry to allow potato growers to actually be meat verified for their production systems. So there are a number of those that are out there that we've run into through time. The additional money and this additional authority will actually allow us to address those head on as opposed to sideways, which is the way we've been trying to address them so far.
Water quality issues like what's happening in the Western Lake Erie Basin, time and time again, agriculture gets the brunt of that attack, blaming that runoff of phosphorus and nitrogen. With the MEAT program the last 10 years and farmers implementing more and more conservation practices, has that helped reduce what potentially could be affecting water quality? And has that also impacted some of those nutrients that farmers are using?
Yeah, so that the Western Lake Erie Basin is a very complex situation. That lake is unlike a lot of other lakes. While agriculture contributes phosphorus issues to that lake, there are a lot of other things that are going on there. The introduction of invasive species, the shallowness of that particular lake, and especially the combination of the shallowness of that lake and the introduction of invasive species makes for deeper light penetration. That's a particularly challenging lake. The interesting thing, though, is that the farm community within the Western Lake Erie Basin on the Michigan side has been doing a lot to address their use of fertilizers within that area, putting in place control structures for drainage systems, looking at high-tech fertilizer application, very site-specific, satellite-guided applications that address nutrients needs and reduce needs in areas of fields. There's a lot of work going on in that area, on a very positive side by the ag community to address what's going on in Western Lake Erie. All of those things are positives. I think, though, that is such a complex system that will be a while before we actually see long-term benefits. But there's no doubt that the ag community continues to be actively engaged in changing their management practices to reduce the impacts on that body of water. We're working very closely with Michigan Agribusiness Association and the CCAs that do crop consulting down in Western Lake Erie to address nutrients and the 4 R's in that area for nutrient application. And so there's a lot of real positive things. One of the other things, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the additional resources that allow for more targeting. If we used our usual system within MEAP for putting technicians in that area, we would have 3 technicians based on the counties down there. We actually now, with a combination of funds from MEAP, from EPA, from USDA, and NRCS, we actually have 11 technicians that are working down in those counties with farmers in the Western Lake Erie. So there's a lot of very positive. There's additional influx in cost share money in that area in order to implement those practices. There's a lot of real positive things going on there, but that'll be a long, long-term effort in order to address what's going on within the lake itself.
Other changes to the MEEPA legislation include recognizing farmers through a tiered system for their efforts to implement conservation practices, as well as extending the verification process from 3 to 5. Can you give us, at this point, what you see that moving toward in the future?
Sure. So we've been talking about this, the tiered issue, for quite a long time. And you and I, Nicole, have talked about the challenges of MEEP verification. It's a long process for some farm operations, and it is a very high bar to meet that verification standard. The challenge is that we've not really recognized farms until they actually reach that standard, and in some cases that may take a farm 2, 3, 4 years to actually get there. And what the tiered system actually allows us to do is to recognize farms that have made significant progress towards getting to meet verification during the actual process. Right now, we're not really, you know, quote-unquote, counting them because they're not MEEP verified. But in many cases, they've made a lot of significant improvements in their farm operations that will mean significant changes in water quality within those operations. We've just not recognized that. So the tiered approach will actually allow us to bring somebody into the system. They've made significant changes, which are where they arrive at Tier 1, more significant changes in a Tier 2 situation, and then we're not exactly sure where that goes from there, but at least some way of recognizing people who have made significant changes in getting to MEEP verification.
The potential for a fertilizer advisory council is part of this. Is that in particular designated toward the research arm, or will there be other roles that they'll play?
Well, the language itself actually allows for technical assistance in addition to research. I think that actually provides for the greatest amount of flexibility for the funds that would go into that that arm of it. But I actually think the real intent here is to look at research, specifically fertilizer research, and I think that that's where that group will probably primarily focus its efforts. And then there'll obviously have to be a coordination between what that advisory committee is doing and what the MEEP advisory committee would be doing on research on our side as well. So, I mean, we're excited about the possibility that there's going to be some additional resources that are put forward trying to better understand nutrient issues in Michigan's environment.
Moving forward, is there a timeline this early in the game where we'll see some of these changes, or what's the outlook moving forward?
So the legislation itself actually provides some timelines. A lot of those actually are in place in the heart of the winter. I think the examination of the advisory council, the MEEP advisory council, will probably occur in the winter, early spring. The tiered system, we'd like to get that. We have to make recommendations. The MEEP AC has to make recommendations to the director in the middle of the winter. We'd like to get started on that right away. And as I said, we had already been talking about that. There's actually been a committee that's met and talked about a tiered system, and so we're already moving in that direction, so that won't be difficult for us to, I don't believe anyway at this point, that it'll be difficult for us to meet that goal of making a recommendation to the director in the winter time. But there's clearly a lot of work that needs to be done as a result of this legislation, and quite frankly, a lot of it's very, very positive. Gives us an opportunity to do some things that we've wanted to do for a while, gives us a chance to step back and re-examine what we've been doing in the past, and I think it will do nothing more than make the program better than it is today.
Well, Jim, we appreciate your time for the update of what's happening with the MEEP program. Any other comments for us to wrap us up with?
Yeah, I really do appreciate the ag community coming together once again, just like they did in 1997, that actually created MEEP in the first place, of the concept of MEEP, that when everybody got together in 2010 and 2011, that resulted in the codification of MEEP. The ag community once again came together through the winter and this spring to have, you know, very difficult conversations, quite frankly, and in the end come together and actually provide something that allows for improvement of the program. And so I think everybody has a lot to be proud of. I think that this will be better for, as I said, Michigan's environment, but I think it will also be very positive for Michigan's ag community.